Chancellor Dan Edelman, who joined the university last year, says despite enrollment declines over the past decade,
have no doubt we're set for success. We've made a lot of changes. We've still got more changes to make.
MSUB hopes to grow its student population to 6,000 in the next 5 years. Enrollment across the university's five colleges was 4,300 last fall. Vice Chancellor for Administration and Finance, Susan Simmers, another recent hire, says facility upgrades will attract new and keep current students. These include networked printers and copiers, a streamlined textbook ordering system, resurfaced parking lots, and
the LA building has Wi-Fi. I understand this is the project I understand this has been in the works for a while, so I'm very happy to announce that this is completed.
Many of the 100-plus faculty and staff attending the annual Fall Campus Update on Thursday were also eager to hear about progress on the Yellowstone Science and Allied Health Building, a $15 million expansion and renovation project set to begin construction later this year. Edelman said a contract has been awarded but couldn't share more details. Recruiters are also keen to increase MSUB's military-affiliated and Native American student populations. Dawn Githens, hired last year to direct the Military and Veterans Service Center, says her office partners with the Montana VA, Veterans Upward Bound, the university's Disability Support Services, and others.
We have so many things that other colleges don't have. I really do want students to see us as the destination of choice for military-affiliated students.
This year, MSUB will offer $1,000 Montana Access Scholarships to 200 students. Another $160,000 has been earmarked for faculty professional development and research. MSUB will host a university forum on its strategic planning process on September 23rd. In Billings, I'm Nikki Ouellette for Yellowstone Public Radio News.